In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday morning, everybody. Time to get up and Adam with me here. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. If you're looking for the Hokies, go to 99.1. Kickoff 12 noon, week one for the Hokies against Vanderbilt. Looking forward to watching that game. If you missed anything, you can rewind on the free Odyssey app. I did go through AWOD's itinerary, five games that are must-watch for college football today. And I'll tell you guys, you got to have two TVs because there's a ton of good games on and a lot of them overlap. It is a Saturday, August 31st. Next Saturday, we'll be back here talking about the Commanders against the Bucks. Just 1 week away. And I don't know about you guys, but I love the 4 p.m. start. I could sit back, put my feet up, watch Red Zone for 3 hours. Then I'll get into gear for the Commanders game. I mean, Max, I don't know about you. I'm a nervous wreck for 3 hours every week during our game. And then I'm dead or alive post-game based on the result. Like, literally. If we lose, I can barely watch the night game.
Yeah, I have a little bit different of a take. Like, the 4 o'clock start, I don't know if I'm such a huge fan, because for that first 3 hours, I won't be able to stop thinking about Jaden and this team and, you know, the start of a brand new era, really, for us all.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm going to be able to relax, watch my fantasy leagues, place some bets on the early slate next Sunday. But I was doing some Commanders research last night, and I really like this article on Rig Goes Rag. It stood out to me with this headline: Commanders gain power rankings boost before 2024 journey into the unknown. Journey into the unknown. I love that headline because I really think it's the unknown. What's the biggest unknown for the 2024 Washington Commanders? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I feel like this season really is the journey into the unknown, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you this team wins 4 games again, but it could happen. It could happen. I think they could get hot, like a rookie quarterback has done in the past, RG3 or CJ Stroud, and win 10 games. Most likely won't happen. Probably be somewhere in the middle, 6 or 7 games. But I really think it's the journey into the unknown, because we don't really know how good Jaden Daniels will be. I mean, he looked pretty freaking good in preseason. Got everyone excited. But there's no doubt he'll be tested a lot this season. He's got to be ready. He's going to have some tests that'll be early on, but he's already passed some tests because of the amount of college football he played and really traveled to some tough environments, the SEC. But that's college football. The NFL is no joke, and if he scrambles, runs into traffic like he did at times in college, this could be the not-for-long league for Jaden Daniels. We're all desperate for him to take care of his body, but that's one of the big unknowns. There's a lot of film out there that'll tell you Jaden Daniels is going to take some big hits. There's also a chance that he learned from that. Move over to the unknown on the defensive side of the ball. I think it's a real unknown, at least to me, of how they're going to finish statistically. The secondary, it's not really improved. I don't trust our corners. Our safety's going to need a big year. Linebacker, though, is very, very, very much improved, right? The other question, team doesn't have a bona fide pass rusher, right? Who's going to be the edge rusher that leads this team in sacks? I don't know. The schemes of this coaching staff are going to have to go a long way. I know I kept saying, and a lot of you guys kept saying as well, Coaching will improve this defense. Jack Del Rio just didn't even try last year. Ron Rivera didn't know what he was talking about. They were 32nd in the NFL. But how much is coaching going to improve the defense? That's an unknown. Special teams feels like a huge unknown. First off, nobody knows how this new kickoff rule is going to affect things, right? It might be a dud. And teams just kick it out of the end zone. They say, screw it, we'll give you the ball at the 30, right? There might be some real strategy that sets some teams' special teams apart from other teams, right? You don't know. That's an unknown. What I know is that I really do trust this coaching staff to inspire this team to fight hard for 60 minutes. And that was an unknown last year. You didn't know if the team was going to show up in the first quarter or not, right? Against Buffalo, they didn't show up. Against Chicago, they didn't show up. Hopefully, this team shows up and is in more contests than last season. But optimism is rising around the league, especially with rookie Jaden Daniels and his performance in three preseason drives. NFL Spin Zone had this to say about the Commanders. They said, quote, this might be the highest we've had the Commanders in any of our off-season NFL power rankings. So far, maybe. The Commanders used the second overall pick in 2024 to draft Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Jaden Daniels, who could end up immediately being one of the most dynamic dual-threat quarterbacks in the league. When you combine Dan Quinn's defensive play-calling abilities with a dynamic quarterback like Jaden Daniels, you might have the recipe for a little overachieving. Maybe. The key word, he said, was maybe. But I think maybe's better than we had last year. I think every Commanders fan, deep down in their heart of hearts last year, we knew Sam Howell was just a guy. He was a fifth-round draft pick. We loved him. He was our fifth-round draft pick, but he was just a guy. The defense, we knew going into the season it was old and slow, and the offensive line was going to be awful. How much is that going to be improved? Riggo's Rag, in the article I read, went on to say, quote, Dan Quinn is on his second head coaching gig. He'll have taken some harsh lessons from how things ended with the Atlanta Falcons. He's also done a nice job galvanizing the new-look roster and molding them into a cohesive, close unit heading into the challenges that lie ahead. Look, that might not be enough, but it's not a bad place to start. And that's what I'm excited for this season, is I do think that we won the offseason. In fact, when the survey came out earlier this week from agents, everybody voted. The Commanders won the offseason. They received the most votes of the players in the anonymous survey that also included like Josh Allen being the most overrated quarterback. But the votes were in. The Commanders won the offseason. Hang the banner. How about that, right? First time we've won the offseason in a long time. But how do you build off of that going into this season? What do you think is the biggest unknown for the 2024 Washington Commanders? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Johnny in Fredericksburg. Johnny, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Wad. All right, so I'm really excited about this team, and for as like unknowns, it's really, I don't know. I have like really high emotions, then I like try to get a reality check sometimes, and I feel like we're not going to be so great just because we've had so much roster turnover. But yeah. My main point is I'm really excited about the tight ends. I want to see what Ben Sinnott can do particularly, and you know, we got to see what Zach Ertz got in the tank.
Yeah. Hey, Colson Yankoff made the roster. Might be making some plays downfield. But you're right. I mean, the tight ends, that could be an X factor. It is pretty much an unknown when you think about how Zach Ertz hasn't been good for quite a few years. Ben Sennett's a rookie. After that, Bates is a blocking tight end. But I think we're all excited because of the one big play from Sennett. And so, I mean, really, tight end is a big unknown. Any other unknowns you wanted to mention, Johnny?
Dude, like the whole team, honestly, like our defensive end, like I'm not sure what's going on there, but you know what, like this is a whole new regime. It's the first year, you know, I got really high expectations and I'm just really hoping, you know, not to be let down. I just want to see some competitive football. And, you know, like my main thing is like, we got to beat the Giants. Like, yeah. Come on, please. Like they're garbage. You know, they got Danny DeVito or whatever, you know, they want our quarterback. So why can't we just go and beat them? Yeah. I just want to beat the Giants.
That's a great point. I want to win more games inside of the division. I would love to sweep the New York Giants. Appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in. 1-800-636-1067. He mentioned defensive end. That's absolutely an unknown because last year you had big names. Montez Sweat, Chase Young. They ended up kind of being duds, right? I mean, Montez Sweat had a really good season, but we traded him looking towards the future. And Chase Young, thank goodness we got him off of the roster. It just wasn't working here in Washington. He needed a new place, a new scenery there. And so it is going to be an unknown at edge rusher. Cleland Farrell is a Richmond native kid, went to Benedictine, who used to go to a Commanders training camp in Richmond and watch this team play. That's a cool storyline. Dorrance Armstrong was kind of like a role player in Dan Quinn's successful defense last year. How does he play with a step up this year? Jamin Davis successfully made the transition from linebacker to edge rusher and made this roster, and that should be talked about, and that the coaching staff should be given credit for that. Jamin Davis should be given a lot of credit for that. It took a lot of hard work and effort, and I think it took playing a lot of action, a lot of snaps in the preseason, but he did it, and he made the roster, and I think that's really cool because, really, not many guys that Ron Rivera drafted made this roster. Max, did you have an unknown for the 2024 Washington Commanders that you wanted to throw out there?
Yeah, the cornerback room, the DBs, that's my unknown.
Yeah, well, I know that we suck. that's what it is. I've been saying this. I don't like Benjamin St. Juice. I have been completely out on him for a year now. Last offseason, Linnell convinced me, and I love Linnell. Linnell convinced me that he got LASIK eye surgery and was all of a sudden going to be good.
Oh, I did that with Jameis a couple years ago, yeah.
Right? And I believed it. I believed it.
Uh-huh.
But I think Benjamin St. Juice is garbage. He just cannot defend without putting his arms on people. We'll see what happens. I actually really like Michael Davis. He was one of the guys that stood out to me in training camp, but he did not have a good year for the Chargers last year. And then Forbes is a huge unknown. But, hey, Mike Sanders still is – he's number one in the coaching staff's eyes, it feels like, in terms of the defensive side of the ball. Just Dan Quinn cannot stop talking about how much he likes Mike Sanders still. And so maybe that's not an unknown. Maybe he will come in and be a really good nickel corner right away.
No, Mike Sanders still, I've got cemented. He's 30-1 to win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Hey, I mentioned it. There have been three corners that won Rookie of the Year in the last 10 years. Marcus Peters, Lattimore, and Sauce Gardner. Not saying he's Sauce Gardner, but I think he's got a little sauce in his game, and look forward to watching it next Sunday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A1 on the Fan. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. If you want to hear the Hokies, let's go over to 99.1 FM with a 12 noon kickoff against Vanderbilt. Phone lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We got Max running the ones and twos behind the glass. Max, I'm going to make some bold statements about the 2024 Washington Commanders right here. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready. I love this.
All right. And look, you guys know I'm a homer. Like I said earlier, I'm a season ticket holder. I was for years. I haven't been back to FedEx actually since 2019, but I'm absolutely going to go to a game this year because I'm so fired up. And it might even be week two against the Giants. But I believe people are going to be shocked by the record the Washington Commanders will have in 2024. Three bold statements. Number one, I absolutely believe Washington goes into Tampa Bay and wins week one. And I have a final score right now. I've had a vision, Max. I've seen it already. I'm going to talk it into existence. Commanders win in Tampa week one, 20-17. I just see Cliff and Jaden getting off to a fast start down the field. Teams don't know what to expect from the two of them. You've got B-Rob and Eckler to kind of run out the clock in the second half, and the defense will seal a victory. I've got the Commanders winning week one. My second bold statement, and a caller will love this, the Washington Commanders will go 2-0 versus the New York Giants. They are not going to lose to this bad team once again. I don't think Brian Daboll lasts the entire season. I think he gets fired. I think Daniel Jones probably loses his job also. I think the buck stops here. The Giants have beat us up the last few years. That was the Rivera era. It's DQ time. Derrick Queen, Dan Quinn coming in here. The Commanders will beat the Giants twice this year. Not saying they're going to win the division, anything like that, but they're going to defeat the Giants twice this year. My third bold statement here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Tell me I'm sipping the Kool-Aid. Tell me this is not going to happen. My third bold statement. I believe, Max, Washington has a pathway to a hot 5-2 start. Things might fall apart, but I see a path to a 5-2 start to this season. Cliff Kingsbury, his last time in the NFL as a head coach, 7-0 with the Arizona Cardinals. That defense has figured him out. Hopefully things change this year, but I just have a feeling Washington will get off to a hot start. Haven't done that of either of the two previous regimes. Could it happen under Dan Quinn? My bold statement, Washington will get off to a hot 5-2 start to this season. So how do they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers week one, Max? Do you have any idea how they do that?
See, that's the thing. They got a really good corner room, so I think Jaden's probably going to have to run the ball a little bit, but they got some big linebackers.
Let me tell you how the Commanders are going to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's my opinion, all right? You could call and tell me I'm wrong, but the Bucs were the worst team in the 2023 NFL playoffs,
ooh,
even though they won a game. The Eagles, they were so bad at the end of this season, and the Bucs were trending upwards. But of all the teams that made it to the playoffs last year, I think the Bucs are the worst team on paper of all of them. And I don't think they improved enough this offseason. And the defense is not what it was when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. It's not even what it was last season. Baker's average. Baker is a good quarterback when you consider how much bad quarterback play there is across the National Football League. Like 10 years ago, when you still had Phillip Rivers, when you had Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, like, we would not have considered Baker Mayfield a top 15 quarterback back then. Quarterback play has gotten so bad in the National Football League that Baker is considered a good quarterback. Just like Jared Goff is considered such a good quarterback now. I think it's because of how many terrible quarterbacks there are, and he's working in this scheme. Baker will give you a chance to win, but he's not elite in my mind, and his weapons are inconsistent. I mean, how many times has Godwin dropped a huge pass in the National Football League? His weapons are inconsistent in terms of staying healthy as well. For Washington, I believe so very strongly that Cliff Kingsbury has been hiding his best playbook, and he's going to unleash this new-look offense on the league week one. He's got a dual-threat quarterback in Jayden Daniels like he had in Kyler Murray, a better rushing attack with B-Rob and Austin Ekeler. Yes, he's lacking weapons on the outside, but he's got a rejuvenated Zach Ertz, an exciting young tight end Ben Sennett. I see this offense scoring two touchdowns in the first half of this game. I think we're all sleeping a little bit on how good Jayden Daniels is going to be at running the football in the National Football League right away. All right, I think what I saw from him in college, what I've seen from him in preseason, he's an NFL runner right away. He is absolutely an NFL runner right away. Well, he plays the quarterback position, right? The passing is going to have to come along. I'm not saying he's inaccurate or anything right now, but that's the hardest part about the transition from college quarterback to the NFL speed in terms of the position is the windows are a lot smaller to throw it into, right? There's so many more elite athletes on the field in the NFL than there is in college. And I think Jayden might turn the ball over with a few INTs early in his career. as he tries to fit it into tight windows or make the home run play, as we saw, you know, third and short, he might want to go deep, right? He loves that deep ball. But I think he's going to take off running like we've seen Lamar Jackson and other running quarterbacks do in the past and just dazzle us week one with his running ability on designed runs, on QB scrambles, just broken plays. Lamar's first game in the NFL, 7 carries, 39 yards. Jaden's had more college experience. I think it could be 9 carries, 66 yards week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's how Washington scores early and wins this game late with defense, is the NFL's not going to be ready for Jaden Daniels' ability to run. And I'm not saying it's going to last throughout the entire season. He just simply can't take the hits that he took in college. But I don't think the NFL is ready for the type of scrambler that Jaden Daniels is going to be. And when you've got Jaden Daniels running, Brian Robinson running, Austin Ekeler running, and hopefully they just find a way to target Terry McLaurin, get the ball in his hands, and see what he can do, that's how I believe this team can beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think we're all sleeping on how good Jaden Daniels is going to be right away as a runner. Right away, I think he's going to make highlight plays week one against the Buccaneers. It might even come the first drive of the freaking game. I've got Washington scoring 2 touchdowns in the first half, using defense and the running game to seal the victory, 20-17. I hope that got people fired up here. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Max, is Jaden going to surprise people right away?
Yes, absolutely. I think he's going to look... I think you're absolutely right about the Cliff Kingsbury, like, hasn't shown much about his offense. It's been a lot of really quick stuff with Jaden just to kind of protect him throughout the preseason. So I think we're going to see a lot of, like, deep drops, a lot of deep throws, a lot of quick game. I think Jaden's going to be using those legs a lot. I think it's going to be very impressive. I think he's going to show off a lot of things that he did not get a chance to show off in the preseason.
I am not predicting that this team's going to win the division. This team's going to make the playoffs. I'm predicting they're going to get off to a hot start because I don't think the NFL knows what to expect and the tape's not out there. Every year people have adjusted to Cliff Kingsbury's offense and the second half of the season hasn't been good. I'm just saying I believe in this team to get off to a hot start week one and possibly the first 7 weeks of the season. We'll see what happens from there, how Jaden is able to stay healthy and what happens when the tape is out on him and what he likes to do. But I absolutely believe he is going to take off and be an elite runner week one in the National Football League. I saw the over-under on his rushing total for week one being 38 yards. Pound the over in my mind. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We got to do our predictions. We'll take your phone calls and go around the National Football League. NFL hits coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're enjoying the show, check me out during the week on the free Odyssey app simply by searching 910 The Fan. You can check me out Monday through Friday, 12 to 3 in Richmond, talking all things Commanders every day, also ACC football. If you're looking for the Hokies, they're on 99.1 pregame coverage. Is already underway. Kickoff 12 noon. Bill Roth, Mike Burnup on the call for the Hokies against Vanderbilt. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Max will throw you on hold and you can chime in. I just gave out my 3 bold predictions for the 2024 Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's go to John in Newburgh. What's up, John? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, 2 weeks ago, you said the wide receiver room was a disaster, and I agreed with you, and I agreed we should never have gotten rid of Curtis Samuel. But with Dotson being traded and they picked up this new man, I was just curious, what is your opinion right now of the wide receiver room?
It's a huge unknown. I said it was a disaster and completely sticking with that. At the same time, I think this coaching staff has decided that they know they have a wide receiver one. And just like in training camp, just like in preseason, They're going to let everybody compete to be wide receiver, too. So it'll be Noah Brown, De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus. Maybe Luke McCaffrey gets a shot. Maybe Jamison Crowder. I think their thought is wide receiver by committee. And, you know, competition brings the best out of us. Whoever steps up will end up getting the second most receptions.
Yeah, but I really agree with you. We should have gave Curtis Samuel whatever he wanted plus the kitchen sink. Because Jaden would have had two proven products, Terry and Curtis.
Yeah.
So and I agree with you, but I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because you see what Chicago did. They just did such a great job with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, who's so talented. I mean, he destroyed us the last 2 years, and Rome Odunze, right? So they did a great job putting a ton of weapons around Caleb. I think Washington put more weapons in the tight end room than Chicago, maybe, around Jaden Daniels. So in terms of second in receptions, like my guest, Joe House, told me he thinks it's going to be Zach Ertz. I think Ben Sennett's going to end up catching a lot of passes once he gets an opportunity. Look, they decided this offseason, they were flirting with Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers for sure, but it wasn't worth giving up a first-round pick, right? And it wasn't worth mortgaging the future for the short term. And every move that they've made has kind of been about the future while also trying to be competitive and in games right now. So you trade Dotson. They like what they got in return. Will they use that pick probably on a wide receiver or a free agent wide receiver in the future? And then Noah Brown comes in here, and he's the cheaper option to try to improve the wide receiver room. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. We mentioned it. Eight teams, eight division winners. I placed one, $10 to pay out, $8,000. Max, I'd say it's worth a spin. Let's go around the National Football League here and pick some division winners. All right, Max, I'll release mine. You tell me yours. I'm going to write it down, and then I'll go ahead and place a $5 bet for you, and if we win, we'll split it. How about that?
I like this. I like this.
I'm trusting you, Max.
I know you are.
Snacks, Amos, we got to eat here. We'll start in the AFC East because on paper, definitely looking to be the most competitive division race by far. The Bills captured their fourth straight AFC crown. The Dolphins extended their streak to 15 seasons without a title. Jets, 21 seasons without the division. There are three teams who could realistically make the playoffs. First time since 2020 that would happen in the AFC. Dolphins, Bills, and Jets. My prediction is the Bills take a step back. I'm just not sure the wide receiver room is going to be good enough. The players voted Josh Allen to be the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. I think that tells you a lot. People were scared of Josh Allen. I'm not sure that's the same. He did respond to that in a SiriusXM interview. He said, my reaction is I'm not mad that 11 players not on my team don't like me. So that's number one. And he actually said, I actually think that's a term of endearment. When other players don't like me, that means I'm doing something the right way. And I thought it was kind of funny. He ended with saying, I'm never, ever even invited to participate in these anonymous surveys. So that's where I find this frustrating. I want to be part of these surveys and give my input as well. But Josh Allen, the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, according to this anonymous survey here. And there's a lot of pressure under Aaron Rodgers here. A lot of pressure under Aaron Rodgers. I was listening to WFAN this week. They're talking about 13 wins for the Jets.
Ooh.
Yeah. I wish I pulled the audio to play it right now. One of the morning hosts. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? I mean, look, we got Eric Bickle doing a similar thing with the Commanders, and I just said we're going to get off to a 5-2 start. But the morning show host on WFAN said he expects more than 13 wins for the Jets. It was great radio because all I wanted to do was scream at him and tell him he was wrong. 13 wins? That's incredible. The Ravens did 13 wins last year. They had the MVP. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the MVP? You'd make a lot of money if you bet on him. I don't see it happening. To me, for the Jets, it comes down to this. Robert Saleh has not had success yet as a head coach. I haven't seen enough to pick them to win this division. I haven't seen enough to pick them to win double-digit games. Robert Saleh, 4-13, 7-10, 7-10, 3 years with the Jets. You could argue they built a stronger roster. Now you plug in Aaron Rodgers. You know what I would say straight to your face? Yeah, that's the same thing you told me last year. I'm not buying it. He's got to prove it. Team's got to stay healthy. I'd be happy to wrong. to be wrong. I'm going Dolphins. Speed kills. Dolphins win the division.
Yeah, I think I'm. Tua is the biggest question mark for me with the Dolphins. Yeah. I've never.
You can't
been...
just agree with me because I'm the host. You got to come up with your own.
It's true. I can't. I'm just. It's. No, I'll probably go with you. The Dolphins are probably the team I feel most comfortable picking, but like. There's a lot of volatility with the Jets. If Rodgers stays healthy, I could easily see them doing not 13 wins. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But 9 or 10 at the very least. So, but that's not necessarily division winning. So, yeah, give me the Dolphins. Give me the Dolphins. I'm with you.
I like it. AFC North, is this the year the Steelers and Mike Tomlin finish below 500? Probably not. Never happens. I definitely don't trust Russell Wilson or Justin Fields to win enough games to win the division. Cleveland's the huge question mark. They need a solid rushing attack. Not sure they have the guys. Is this Jerome Ford season? Donta Foreman? Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. You know, he plays well. Cincinnati plays well. I think there's a lot of BS and drama going on right now with Jamar Chase contract, and I'm not going to predict them to get off to a fast start. I think a slow start costs them the division. I expect Baltimore to be legit 12-5. So I really like what the Ravens did last year. I'm going Ravens, AFC North.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. Give me the Ravens.
AFC South. Look, I'll say this right away, and I'm probably going to look stupid and dumb for trusting Jacksonville, but Jacksonville, the Jaguars are my pick.
Oh, man, you're...
So I've been a Doug Peterson fan for quite a few years now after he beat up on us with the head coach of the Eagles. In my mind, he's got an above-average quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, a young... unproven wide receiver core there. That could be an issue, but I'm a huge fan of Travis Etienne Jr. I'm going to steal him in my fantasy draft Tuesday night.
Ooh.
I don't believe that Houston will be able to repeat what they did last year. Too many times, second-year quarterbacks struggle a little bit. The tape is out on Stroud. I still think they win 9 or 10 games. Give me Jacksonville winning 11, winning the division. Titans, not even worth mentioning them. Colts, it'll be fun watching Mo Alie-Cox and Anthony Richardson, but I don't know if they... win more than 8 games. I'm going Jags.
Yeah, I'm completely out on the Titans for obvious reasons. The Colts, there are just too many question marks there. Anthony Richardson needs a ton of reps. And my thing about Houston is that, like you were saying about second-year quarterbacks, it's never linear. It's never linear with the success and like just the progression and all of that. So I think they could take a step back. Yeah, I'm with you on the Jags on this one.
You're killing me here.
I know.
AFC
I feel
West,
bad.
I bet we're going both going Chiefs. Huh?
I think we have to.
Hey, you're not getting any of the money because I already placed this bet.
This
Max.
Is fair. This
we'll
is all completely fair.
We'll move over to the
fair.
NFC here on AWOD Radio after this quick commercial break. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey app for free during the week to hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. in Richmond on 910 The Fan. And we talk all things Commanders every day at 1 p.m. And we'll be talking Commanders, Bucks all week long. And I'll be back here next Saturday as well. Appreciate everybody listening to the show today. You can also check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio, is available for you. It is on iTunes and Spotify by searching Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. So Max and I are going to continue our division winner predictions here by moving over to the NFC. And let's save the NFC East for last.
Ooh.
We'll start NFC North. I'm going to say it right away. I'm going the Green Bay Packers. Packers are here to beat the Lions and win the division. This is a division race that's really close, I think. I think Chicago could surprise some people. They won 7 games last year. They had Caleb and Rome. So maybe they win 9. I think Packers and Lions both win double-digit games. I'm more of a believer in Green Bay, the franchise, than the Detroit Lions. It simply comes down to that. It's a lot of history there. I'm going Packers.
Yeah, man. Like I said, it's never linear. I think the Lions offense is going to be really, really good. But the Packers, there's no denying the steps that they took at the end of last season. And I really think that's going to carry over into this season. They got a really young core, a really good group. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. I'm with you on the Packers.
Now, I don't believe we've had a last a first yet. And our buddy Joe Howe said you have to have one.
It's coming.
Because it happens every single year. NFC South, look, I think the Falcons are going to be good. We talked about this. Everyone's talking about the Falcons. They're not showing the Bucs any respect, even though they won the division last year. I don't believe in the Saints. I do think the Panthers will be bad once again. I can't bet on Kirk Cousins to win the division. He's not clutch. He's burned me too much in the past. He's not good on prime time. You can't count on Kirk to win a big game. I'll go Bucs because of that.
So the interesting thing, like the Bucs, I'm kind of out on because losing Canales, I think, is going to prove to be a bigger hurdle than I think a lot of people realize. I think he's a really good offensive mind. So I'm kind of out on the Bucs. Saints have Derek Carr. I'm not going to... I just will never trust Derek Carr. The Panthers are the Panthers. So it's just by process of elimination, I have to go with the Falcons here.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are picking that. NFC West, I do think L.A. takes a huge step back. That's my big hot take here. I just don't believe Stafford and company will stay healthy. I don't think they're going to be as good on the defensive side of the ball. There's a big hole now in the middle of the defense. So I think this could be an interesting division, but I'm going to pick the 49ers.
Yeah, the Rams are an interesting case. I think Blake Corum is going to take a step forward this year and have a really big year and prove like why he should have been taken earlier than the third round. Mm-hmm. But I think he's going to do great for them. The Seahawks, it's too much injury history there. I think the Cardinals do take a step forward, but I don't think that they become division winners by any means. So, yeah, give me the Niners here.
Over to the NFC East. I'll let you go first, Max.
All right, this is the pick. This is the last to first. I am going to sound like a homer, but New York Giants I do not believe in. Dallas Cowboys, I think, are going to fall off the face of the earth this year. Mm-hmm. Eagles, they're a question mark. They're probably going to be pretty good. They're probably going to win the division, but there's a lot of value here if you throw the Commanders on this ticket. And I am putting the Commanders as my NFC East champions in this parlay.
Who are you putting as second?
Second in the NFC East, Eagles.
Third, Cowboys?
Third, yeah, probably Cowboys. Fourth, Giants, because I Daniel Jones will never get me to believe in him, no matter how well he plays. And I think Dak is going to be on screw you time, so that things will happen, but I don't know if it'll be to the best of Dak's ability.
Well, this bet definitely got interesting with you adding the Washington Commanders
as
your NFC East champions. So I'm going to place this bet like we've been talking about. But also, I have a specific bet that I've already placed that I really like in terms of NFC East division. Exact order.
Ooh.
All right? You can find this online. I think it's quite interesting. I'm going fourth New York Giants. Third, a much improved Washington Commanders roster and record. Second, Cowboys. First, Eagles. I'm going Eagles, Cowboys, Washington, Giants. $5 to pay out, $27.50. That's my pick. NFC East champs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Last year, Dallas, with a late run, ended up winning the division. This division has not had back-to-back divisional champs since 2003-2004 when the Eagles did that 20 years ago. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. If you want to hear the Hokies, they're on 99.1. Doc Walker, the legend and Super Bowl champion, will be up next here on 106.7 The Fan, coming up at 12 noon. So I mentioned the Hokies on 99.1. Let me do a quick Virginia Tech Hokies season preview. I got the opportunity to have Coach Pry on my show, quarterback Kyron Drones on the show, and the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. And I'm in Richmond, and I can feel the hype in Blacksburg because of so many Virginia Tech graduates now live in Richmond, just like a lot of them probably live in Northern Virginia, you know, growing up. But like all my neighbors were Hokies. And this is the most hype and expectations they've had in 5 years. And that's because they're bringing back a quarterback that people believe in Kyron Drones. Not just him, but 90% of the production on the offensive side of the ball. But the guys that I'm most excited for on the offensive side of the ball were two guys that got hurt and missed the entire season last year. Ollie Jennings was a star in Richmond in high school, went to ODU, and he single-handedly beat Virginia Tech a couple years ago. He got hurt right in the Purdue game last year. And Nick Gallo was supposed to be like an all-conference tight end. He got hurt and missed the entire season. those guys coming back is a big boost for the offensive side of the ball. Defensive side of the ball, Antoine Powell Ryland, they call him the King of Saxburg, Max, and that's because he had the most sacks of anyone in the ACC last season with 9.5. I think he's going to build off of that. The Hokies just were awesome in the transfer portal. So on the defensive side of the ball, they brought back one awesome edge rusher. They went out and got an all-conference guy from Duke, Peebles, to come over. Sam Brunfield, Middle Tennessee State, I believe, but he's very experienced. He'll start at middle linebacker. And Dorian Strong will be playing on Sundays in the NFL. He's the next in line of corners from Virginia Tech to be going to the NFL, kind of like Fuller. But I'm really looking forward to seeing the Hokies play today against Vanderbilt. I would take the Hokies plus the points. I do think that they're going to win this game by double digits. They'll probably get an early lead and cruise to victory from there. If you've already seen the games in Nashville, the Hokies have taken over Nashville. There are reports that bars were playing Enter Sandman. They were screaming blank UVA, which is something the Tech fans always love to do. They've taken over Nashville. There's going to be more than 50% Hokies fans in the building against Vanderbilt. I believe they get the win and they cover the spread. If you missed it, I gave out my 5 games to watch in college football earlier on the show today. You can rewind on that Odyssey app. Max, thanks for all your hard work. Appreciate you working through the technical difficulties today on AWOD Radio. It is Doc Walker coming up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.